Good evening and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. My focus of attention tonight is Arrivo. Well, I'm delighted to say that I'm joined on the line by Owen Sweeney, General Manager, Arrivo Dairy Ingredients and Consumer Foods. A very good evening to you, Owen.
Good evening, Chris.
First of all, let's just touch a little bit on the background to Arrivo and the co-op movement going for so many years. I was just looking at a few notes here. Riverstown down in Sligo there, 1897, one of the country's oldest co-ops. And down through the years, we had co-ops amalgamating. Many of us will recall NCF, and then we had Connacht Gold. And then bringing us more up to date, 2012, Connacht Gold buying Donegal Creameries, and more merging of smaller organisations into bigger, stronger co-ops.
Yeah, there's a very, very strong tradition of co-ops in Arrivo. The big change would have been in the year 2000 when North Connacht Farmers, or NCF, merged with Kiltart Creamery. And then the next big change was in 2012 when the Donegal milk and agri-store business, Donegal Creamery's business, became part of Connacht Gold. And then, of course, in 2013, we made a decision to change the name from Connacht Gold to Arrivo. And the main reason for that was, you know, we'd probably outgrown our size. We were very much associated with the West of Ireland, but at that stage, and we currently are exporting to 50 countries around the world, and, you know, our reach is far greater than just Connacht. We're collecting milk now in 14 counties. So, you know, we've got a lot bigger than where we originated from.
And just to put it in perspective, I think when Connacht Gold bought Donegal Creameries, it meant increasing the milk pool, I think, in the region of 30%, something in the region of, what, 350 million litres?
Yeah, so when we bought the Donegal business, our milk pool increased by 30%, and our current, the size of our milk pool is approximately 350 million litres. And that plays a big part in our turnover. In 2014, we had a turnover of 447 million. So it's, you know, I suppose from small beginnings in places like Riverstown and other places in the west of Ireland, Arrivo now has turned out to be, you know, a big organisation and one of the biggest employers in the west and northwest of Ireland.
Yeah, I think the company employs something in the region of 700 people. And then, of course, there's all the suppliers, all the farmers, and the spin-off, and in some of the towns where you have the homeland as well, you're a very significant player and part of the local economy.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. As you said there, we've over 700 employees, and then we've an awful lot of people that provide services to it, whether it be from haulage or people that provide, you know, sell into our stores. We also have, you know, provide the services. We have four local marts in the west of Ireland as well, which is a very important part of our business. And we have, at the moment, we have about 14,000 shareholders spread across the west and northwest of Ireland. And we also have 1,100 dairy farmers who are a huge contributor to the success of the Arrivo co-op.
Now, as you mentioned, the change from Connacht Gold to Arrivo, and the Connacht Gold brand, a household name, many people knew it, but Arrivo itself taking in so many different sectors and aspects of the whole agri sector, you really, I suppose, had no choice but to change your name.
No, I think we when we looked at it, we had a Connacht Gold brand was associated with our stores business, with our animal feeds business, and also with our dairy business, and we realised we had the brand spread across too many things. So we commenced the rebranding process. The co-op became Arrivo in 2013, and our, as you mentioned earlier on, our stores were rebranded to Homeland. And, you know, we have a very strong presence in Donegal there with our stores. We've six stores spread across the county, from Lifford, Creaslough, Kerrygarden, Ardra, Kerrykeel and Letterkenny. And they're a very important part of our business. And also, we've renamed our animal feed business, which was originally Connacht Gold Feeds, to Nutrius. So that's the new name for our animal feeds. And I know in the near future, those feeds will be available in Donegal as well.
And the name Arrivo is actually a combination of aura, to listen, and vivo, to live.
Yeah, so it it's very important for us to listen to, you know, to our suppliers, to all our customers, to everyone that we deal with. It's a very important part of our business. And then we're very much linked to our communities as we're a cooperative, so that's where the live word comes from. It's very much about living in the communities and sustaining the communities that we operate in.
Broadly speaking, Arrivo is divided into probably five distinct sectors. Let's look at them. Consumer foods, first of all, you have Conical, Donegal Creameries, and Organic for Us.
Yeah, so there are three brands. In our consumer foods business, we have a retail butter business that's based in O'Connery in County Sligo, and they pack butter for retailers in Ireland under the Conical brand. And we've had great success with that brand over the last couple of years. There's very strong growth, and you can find it now on supermarket shelves right across the country. And in our liquid milk business then, which is based in Killygarden in Donegal, we process up on 90 million litres and pack milk there for retailers again across the country. And also on that site, we pack our Conical milk brand, Donegal Creameries milk brand, and also Organic for Us that comes from on Green on Farm from the Widrows. They're our supplier of our organic milk, and the Organic for Us brand is very strong on the east coast of Ireland, especially in Dublin, where if you go into any of the premium coffee shops in Dublin, you'll find them all serving Organic for Us milk.
Is it fair to say that the whole growth of organic products was partly fueled by the boom, and then in the more recent times it became more difficult, but at the same time, obviously there's huge scope here in the future?
Yeah, we're very optimistic about the growth that there is for organic milk. You know, there's very few suppliers of organic milk in Ireland, and it means that there's a limited supply. So, and at the same time, demand is increasing all the time for the product. So that means that it's a good opportunity for us and for our milk supplier, that we can hopefully grow the business in future.
Now, in the agribusiness mill sector, you mentioned already there, Nutrius. Tell us a little bit more about this new brand.
Well, again, the Nutrius name came from the rebranding exercise we did a couple of years back. We were known as Conical Feeds, and we knew that we had the name on too many things, so we went out and got a new name, and it's basically, we've kind of changed the way we operate, in that we're now listening with our customers and trying to work with them and developing, you know, feed blends that suit them and suit what they want to do. So there's a lot of work going on in that. We have a very modern feed mill. It's based in Balladreen in County Roscommon, and that so we organise bulk deliveries from there. And also then we sell the Nutrius feed to our homeland store network across the west and northwest.
And you also have Gold Star.
Yeah, Gold Star is another brand that we pack as well in Balladreen, and that's available through our stores as well. One of the new things is we introduced this year is we've introduced some mineral buckets under the Nutrius brand, and they're for new products that we launched. They're performing very well, and our sales are exceeding expectations.
Now, the agribusiness stores, you've mentioned Homeland. You also have Homeland Agri and Homeland Plus. Tell us how they differ.
Well, Homeland Agri is, they're really about our heritage. They're an agri store that caters for the farmer and for the rural customer base. Our Homeland stores then are slightly bigger, and they incorporate a garden centre, and they have different offerings. So they have homeware, hardware, DIY. And then our Homeland store plus are the largest of our stores, and they offer a wide range of products from agriculture, fuel, gardening, pet care, homeware, clothing, paint, and they also have stove centres. And also in our Homeland Plus stores, we've coffee shops as well. So it's very much an experience a destination to go to one of the Homeland Plus stores. So. It's just really looking at our stores and saying, what do they mean for everyone? So we have your local Homeland Agri that you'll find across our region, and they're where farmers can go to get supplies for their farm. And then for in more urban areas, then we have our Homeland Plus stores.
My guest this evening, Owen Sweeney, General Manager of Arrivo Dairy Ingredients and Consumer Foods. Livestock marts, moving on to them, you have four in total.
Yeah, we have four livestock marts. We have one based in Ball in Mayo, and that's one of the biggest livestock marts in Ireland. We also have a livestock mart in Ballymote in Sligo, one in Mohill in County Leitrim, and one in Ballinrobe as well in County Mayo. So it's very important for us as a co-op that we provide these as a service to our stakeholders that allows them to sell and buy animals as they like.
The whole area of dairy ingredients has grown hugely in recent years, and no exception in the case of Arrivo and Connacht Gold.
Yeah, so it's where we process the majority of our milk goes into our dairy ingredients business, which is based in Balladreen in County Roscommon. And all milk is exported there, made into enriched milk powders and into butter. And the majority of the product is exported. So we export our powders across the world. We're currently trading with 50 countries across the world. And all the butter that's produced on site, the majority of it goes out to Germany to be repacked as Kerrygold, which is a brand of Oranua, which is the new name for the Irish Dairy Board. So it's a very busy site at this time of the year, particularly as the milk supply would be at its peak for the year around this period. So there'd be a lot of activity on that site. We'd be operating 24-hour, 7 days a week.
So the milk that's produced in Donegal can end up pretty much anywhere in the world?
Yeah, can end up anywhere across the world. So we currently... we're trading in countries like Afghanistan, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, the Congo, Senegal, Costa Rica, the USA. So we're right across the world selling products.
For Arrivo, it's very important that you have a strong relationship with the local community, local businesses, and also you're keenly involved with a local charity and have a charity of the year each year.
Yeah, so each year our board, in conjunction with our staff, select a charity of the year, and that's something that's worked very well for us over the last couple of years. Last year, in 2014, we selected the local hospices, so the four local hospices in our region all benefited from the fundraising that was done by our staff and by our shareholders. And this year as well, we're delighted that the charity of the year is Pieta House, and already there's been a lot of good activity on raising money for Pieta House. And even last week we had a 5K walk run in Killygarden that was very well attended with over 500 participants. And that was all funds raised from that will go towards Pieta House.
Just two other things to mention. Firstly, your thoughts on the milk price and where it's going to go, and also farm safety. And Arrivo has been very much involved in promoting farm safety, and you've linked up with the GAA here.
Yeah, so we've had farm safety is something that's very much at the fore, especially with ourselves. Last year there was 30 deaths on farms, so you know we want to make sure that we get the message out there about staying safe on farm. And we worked with the Donegal GAA there through the Donegal Creameries brand. We sponsored the senior team. And thankfully, the Donegal GAA worked with us to change the jersey for the Tyrone match there, just to highlight the message of staying safe on farms and helping to get the message out there. We've also, through our regional meetings and meetings we have with our farmers and our suppliers, we've had guest speakers talking about farm safety. We've also, with the FPD, we've sent out packs to all our milk suppliers, a farm safety pack. And in the coming months, you'll start to notice a farm safety message will be displayed on our milk tankers as you meet them on the roads up and down the county of Donegal. One of the key questions that we're all asked about at the moment is on milk price, and definitely the markets are under a lot of pressure at the moment. We've seen yesterday the New Zealand auction seen a further decrease in commodity prices that are traded through that auction, a 4% decrease. So definitely milk prices are under pressure and will be for the next couple of months. But hopefully as we get into quarter four of this year, we'll start to see a recovery.
Owen Sweeney there, General Manager, Arrivo Dairy Ingredients and Consumer Foods. Well, time has almost beaten us again. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers €4.20 a kilo, heifers €4.30 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.25 a kilo, and R-grade cows €3.90 a kilo. Sheep prices, a spring lamb €5.40 a kilo, and ewes €2.90 to €3 a kilo. For me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.